WTAW News Time at 6:07. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley is moving. Director Carolyn Young says they're leaving a three-story building in downtown Bryan for the Carter Creek Center off 29th Street. The museum will have the same amount of square footage, but it will all be on one floor.
The basement really is being used somewhat for storage. It's not being used for exhibit space or anything like that. And in this new facility, we're going to have 9,000 square feet all on one floor, very open, very amenable for our exhibits and for people to be able to just make it around from one exhibit to the other.
Young plans to be in their new home before summer camp begins June 2nd. The museum's new home is in the Carter Creek Center off 29th Street in Bryan. Organizers of a petition drive to change the Bryan City Charter were at the last city council meeting, asking the council to place three proposals on the November general election.
I just want to let you know that we will continue to collect signatures. This will let you know how supportive of this amendment your citizens are.
Spokeswoman Karen Hall says was among those watching the council table the request. The Citizens for Bryan group are the guests of the Solross Neighborhood Association for a petition signing party Thursday evening from 6:30 until 8 at the Solross Elementary School cafeteria. Two members of the Convention and Visitors Bureau Board appointed by the College Station City Council were at the last council meeting. Peggy Callahan was among those asking to approve additional hotel occupancy tax money to award tourism grants.
The CVB funding process is a good process. There may have been some confusion on our part as to the process that we will use this year. And if so, we acknowledge that it was our understanding that because it was the first year that we may be able to fund it twice or at request the second half. However, we want to do what this council wants us to do.
The grant committee recommended spending $76,000. That's compared to the CVB staff recommendation of $140,000 and the $250,000 asked by the organizers of 13 events. College Station Police is asking for public assistance in three weekend crimes. One involves a 19-year-old woman struck by a hit-and-run driver early Saturday morning. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says that followed a possible road rage incident between two male drivers that resulted in an argument.
Somebody thought somebody was not driving correctly, and then this vehicle stopped and began to engage in a verbal altercation with the male, who by that time had exited his vehicle.
The woman was transported to the hospital from the Duchesne Apartments at Harvey Mitchell and Southwood with life-threatening injuries. In Northgate, Sunday night, a 24-year-old man and 25-year-old woman refused medical treatment after they were beaten and robbed of personal property. Flieger says five armed men were involved in the aggravated robbery on Cherry between Stasney and Tauber.
They received some slight swelling and abrasions.
And four officers were sent to the Woodlands Apartments on Harvey Mitchell Sunday to collect information on the tires of 17 vehicles that were punctured the night before. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 65 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. That's anchorfoundationrepair.net.
It'll be partly to mostly cloudy at times during the night. There could be some patchy drizzle late, a low temperature lower 60s. And during the day on Tuesday, some morning cloudiness. And then it turns out partly sunny and a bit warmer. High temperatures 76 to perhaps near 80 for the afternoon. We're mild at night with lots of clouds in the 60s. And during the day Wednesday, lots of clouds with a chance of afternoon showers. And maybe some thunderstorms too. It'll be warm Wednesday near 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm here. April Fools.
Oh, okay.
April Fools.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women were in the NCAA Elite Eight game last night against UConn. I'll tell you how well they did. They either won or they either lost.
You're
There's
right.
either
That's
one way that it could go. It's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you just how well they did, what the outcome of that was. As well as some Aggie sports going on tonight. Baseball is going to be back in action. I'll tell you where you can catch that. It might even be on this very station you're listening to. And baseball opened up yesterday. Major League Baseball opened up yesterday. The Texas Rangers played an afternoon game against the Philadelphia Phillies. And that one could have gone either way as well. So I'll tell you who won that one. All that and more coming up in sports.
My God, the suspense may just kill us. Yeah. We may not be able to make it.
I'm really worried about you, Scott.
It'll be all right, I'm sure, but nonetheless, let's see. We're a nation of procrastinators. We'll find out about that today.
That's not really news.
No, it's not. But at the same time, we'll also have a study on what we do in the bathroom.
Okay.
Besides the obvious.
If you want to wait until tomorrow for that study, that's fine.
A California man still missing after he was swept out to sea while assisting with a beach baptism.
No.
Sunday morning, Benito Flores helping the pastor, his cousin, baptize a man at the Rancho Guadalupe Dunes Preserve near Santa Maria, California. A big wave came and took Benito, said the pastor. I tried to take him out. He was heavy. And then another big wave came. Yeah, that one swept him from the shore. Search and rescue teams responded, along with helicopters and the Coast Guard. So far, they've not found him.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
It is.
Well, at least he got it right before.
Well, that's right. Everything seemed to have everything in order, you'd think, at least at that time. So, there we go. On that bright and pleasant note, we'll begin the show.
That is so depressing. Golly.
Yeah.
Info.
Mission. Perfect situation. What if he gets like a shark attack or something?
Well,
shark,
you know,
as he's getting baptized,
or Sharknado or whatever.
Wow. Thanks, Scott.
Okay. Got it.
John Deere 5D Series tractors are the definition of quality, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Right now, you can get a 50 45D utility tractor for $14,399. With a deal like this, you can conquer tough jobs and enjoy John Deere reliability for years to come, all for just pennies on the dollar. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends April 30, 2014. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Pets by Mail is finally here. If you've always wanted that exotic pet but couldn't figure out how to get it through customs, Pets by Mail is for you. Rare monkeys, no problem. Our stock list includes run-of-the-mill chimpanzees to golden cheek gibbons, all the way to the extremely rare red-tailed lemurs. Pets by Mail has it all. Here's what people are saying about Pets by Mail.
I couldn't believe it. In just 2 weeks, my rare gibbons monkey arrived alive and well. Our friends are amazed at how well he fits into our family. Thank you so much, Pets by Mail.
Pets by Mail guarantees your exotic pet will arrive alive. If not, we'll replace it for free. All pets are shipped in an unmarked box labeled used books to enable easier customs clearance. For a limited time, customers that refer to this radio station when placing their order will receive an additional 10% discount. For more information, visit www.petsbymail.weebly.com. Pets by Mail is a Cayman Islands company operated by 010414 Incorporated.
That was amazing.
It's April 1st. There you go.
It had me for about 20 seconds.
Yeah. I was like, wow. How is this legal?
So there you go. It's April Fool's Day or All Fool's Day. It's also National Fun at Work Day. Fortunately, we get to celebrate that most every day. It's St. Stupid's Day, sponsored by the, I love this, the First Church of the Last Laugh. Yeah, it's Boomer Bonus Day, it's Reading is Fun Day, it's Atheist Day, and it's Laugh at Work Week. It's also the beginning of a new month, which is Alcohol Awareness Month, Child Abuse Prevention Month, Jazz Appreciation Month, Guitar Month, Keep America Beautiful Month, Stress Awareness Month, Humor Month, Poetry Month, and it's also National Soft Pretzel Month, but we'll do more about that later. In the meantime, we got birthdays.
In the meantime, we got birthdays. Today, Asa Butterfield, am I saying that right?
I have no idea.
He's Ender's Game. He's turning 17 today. He looks a lot younger than that. Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum is turning 28. Uh-huh. Her mother, Linda Davis, did the duet with Reba McEntire, Does It Love You? And according to my uncle, he supposedly dated her in college.
Oh, really? I had no idea that Linda Davis was Hillary's mom. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Matt Lanter is 31. He's Roman, the teenage alien in love with a human on CW Starcrossed.
Oh, well, so, now that you say that, I figured
you'd be about that. He was also in the new 90120.
Okay.
That's not right.
90210.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, Taron Killam is 32. He's on SNL. He's actually really, really funny. And he's married to Robin from How I Met Your Mother, which had its finale yesterday. Sam Huntington is 32. Sci-fi is Being Human. There you know, that's you, Scott. Yeah. Randy Orton is 34.
Oh, yeah.
Youngest WWE champ in history.
Uh-huh.
So we are all about that. John Gosselin is 37. He of the many children.
Many kids. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rachel Maddow is 41. We all love her.
Oh, you know it. Yeah, we agree with her completely.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. Yeah. Method Man, another one of your favorite artists, is turning 43 today. Susan Boyle is 53.
Oh, she can sing.
Yeah, she can. Annette O'Toole is turning 62.
Mm-hmm.
Superman's mom in Smallville. She was also in Superman 3.
Yeah.
Debbie Reynolds is turning 82 today.
Oh, yeah.
Singing in the Rain, the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Oh.
And that's all I've got for
Reggae star Jimmy Cliff is 66. One of the Isley Brothers is 75. Sam Alito, one of the Supremes, is 64 today. Allie McGraw. All right, everybody sit down. Allie McGraw is 75 years old. Wow. That makes me feel.
Where does the time go?
I know. Ex-Mets star Rusty Staub is 70. Barry Sonnenfeld, who's a director and done a lot of movies, is 61. Mark Jackson, who's the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, at least through today, is 49. There you go, at 619.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the Obama administration has decided to list the lesser prairie chicken on the list of threatened species. Now, why am I telling you about chickens? Because this designation now is going to impact oil and gas drilling in states like Texas now and New Mexico. Regulations surrounding conservation plans for these, quote, threatened species only add to the regulatory burdens that are placed on companies that are trying to grow our energy future and get America's economy moving and creating jobs and lessening our dependence. Did you know that the economy of Texas is now larger than Michigan, North Carolina, and Georgia combined? It has an $8 billion surplus, moving to $15 billion, unemployment below 6%, and that sort of economic prosperity could happen throughout the entire country, except the federal government keeps getting in the way.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, IncomeRevolution.com, they are offering a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to Hannity listeners to earn some serious money from home. For example, Christina earned $1,200 her first week, over $5,000 her first month. That's $5,000 one month from home. If you want to earn serious money from home, Income Revolution is looking for you. And they're even going to give $1,000 away to a listener just for checking out their website. Visit IncomeRevolution.com and you can get started today. Terms and conditions apply. See IncomeRevolution.com for details and for earnings disclosure. It's IncomeRevolution.com.
What do you mean you got there exactly on time?
Ever since we started using Fleetmatics to keep track of our trucks and vans, our business has been running really smoothly.
Are you telling me you've cut your fuel cost?
The boss doesn't have anything to yell about anymore, but some habits are hard to break.
Oh, great. Another call from a happy customer.
Fleetmatics takes the drama out of business. Make fleet tracking more intelligent with real-time tracking, fuel monitoring, and more. Visit fleetmatics.com/start or call 1-877-350-DEMO for intelligence at work.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Attention, please.
There will be nothing funny in the next 30 seconds.
And this is not a joke.
This is serious.
People are using our funny.
Online people are pretending to be...
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And this is no laughing matter.
So if you search for us online, make sure it reads AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Make sure there's a blue map of your area in the upper left-hand corner.
Should we do something funny now?
No, no funny.
Not even a raspberry?
Fine.
Thank you. Long name, amazing results.
You know, most of you don't have high-definition radios, and I'm going to presume that all of you are not listening on headphones except the three of us. That that particular commercial, when they go into the raspberry thing, wow, makes me want to put a Kleenex in my ear. I'm just saying.
What are you trying to say about the commercial, Scott?
Well, it's very effective.
Yeah, and, no, and, it is. And, it is. You remember.
Digital quality. So, you know, that's it's like it's happening right here in front of us.
A little flecks of spittle flying into your ear canal.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. What was proposed in 2011 will become reality as the Kingdom Tower begins construction on April the 27th for its bid to become the world's tallest building, both a residential, hotel, and office building. Well, excuse me. I think that would be more than both. That would be all three, a residential area, hotel, and office building. Kingdom Tower, tallest man-made structure on Earth as the skyscraper races to continue across the globe because everybody wants to build the biggest, tallest building until the next one. The Kingdom Tower, $1.2 billion project. It is the first phase of a development called Kingdom City. It will border the Red Sea on the north side of Saudi Arabia. The tower is slated to reach 3,200 feet. That's big. Original planned height for the building just shy of 1 mile. Okay? Even at its reduced height, it's down to 3,200.
The bird population is going to drop dramatically,
it,
I guess. If you...
It will, exactly. They'll be running into it, coming by to see it and running into it. It will still top the Burj Khalifa, which is by about 580 feet. It's the first building to have a height of 1 kilometer.
Can you imagine it having the same elevators as we do here at the building?
Oh, I was late to work. I swear to you, I started on time. It took forever for the elevator to get here.
I left last Monday.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
We have the first of this week's labor market reports. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. This will be a big week for reports about the job market. A D&B economic tracker out today estimates the economy created about 197,000 non-farm jobs in March. The report says the strongest gains were in the construction, business services, trade, transportation, and utility sectors. We may be hearing about another acquisition by Yahoo. The Wall Street Journal says the internet media company is in preliminary talks to buy News Distribution Network. Sources say Yahoo could pay around $300 million for the online video service. The women's clothing chain Coldwater Creek is struggling. The Wall Street Journal says the retailer is preparing to file for bankruptcy protection after unsuccessfully trying to restructure its debt or find a private equity buyer. Coldwater Creek has a large catalog operation, an e-commerce business, and a chain of stores. Stock futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW at 626. Let's have a look at our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. A little bit of drizzle out there this morning, just the slightest bit. And a day much like yesterday in that we'll have some sunshine out there. Temps will be up a little bit, but the wind should keep it fairly comfortable. I mean, even though I think we probably were at 80 or so. It was nice out there yesterday. Anyhow, south winds at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 67. Then looking on Wednesday, and as we said, there'll be a 20% chance of rain probably on Wednesday. It's up to a 40% chance of rain on Thursday, down to 20% on Friday. And temps okay, 83 for a high temperature on Wednesday, 81 for the high temperature on Thursday, then 71 on Friday and 73 on Saturday, so sounds nearly ideal there. Southeasterly winds right now at 7 miles an hour, and as I said, just a little bit of drizzle out there. It's made the roads a little bit slick, so be aware of that. And we've got 66 degrees out there.
Some people love to clean windows with newspaper, and if you're going to do that, you should really use the Wall Street Journal. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees? Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. Call now 877-789-4173. There's no obligation. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states.
When you put a drinking glass on your coffee table without a coaster, it can leave a ring. So how do you get rid of that ring?
Mixing a little bit of ash, either cigarette or cigar ash, with butter to make a paste will take those white water rings up from wood.
Cleaning expert Jolie Kerr, author of the book My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha, has compiled some great ways to clean. For example,
use a piece of sliced bread to pick up glass. If you shattered glass on your kitchen floor, say, grab a piece of sliced bread and just pat that glass right up. Same thing with a cut potato. A cut potato will also pick up glass shards. I guess sticking with the food theme, if you cut a half a grapefruit or a half a lemon and sprinkle it with kosher salt, that can be used to scrub the interior of a bathtub. If you have those shower glass shower doors that get the nasty soap scum buildup, a dryer sheet can be used to scrub those glass shower doors. It works like a charm.
Some people like to use newspaper to clean windows because it is lint-free.
If you don't like using newspaper because it gets the ink on your fingers, grab a copy of the Wall Street Journal because that doesn't leave the ink on your fingers.
And to get out blood stains,
hydrogen peroxide is a go-to, very readily available. Also salt and saline solution. Saline solution will help to remove blood stains.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
If you grew up in Texas like I did, you more than likely grew up in a house that had a gun. With that said, you know a little something about firearms. At least I thought I did. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I'll tell you what, if you want to get a lesson, go to Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, the two owners, both have combat experience, and they show you more about guns than you ever thought you would know. And for me, the best part is they do it without making me feel stupid, because you don't want to go in there thinking you know something and then find out you were completely wrong. Dad may have had a gun, but he doesn't have guns like you're going to find at Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Three Weekend Crimes has College Station police requesting public assistance. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says two people were beaten and robbed by five armed men while they were walking on Cherry Street in the Northgate District Sunday night.
Personal items such as wallet, purse, things of that nature.
Early Saturday morning, a 19-year-old woman was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries after she was struck by an SUV in the parking lot of the Duchesne Apartments at Harvey Mitchell and Southwood. Flieger says that followed a possible case of road rage between two male drivers who had pulled over and started arguing.
That it was over-driving behaviors that had been involved between the two of them as to, you know, who cut whom off or reported to, you know, have done something wrong. That we don't know.
And at another apartment complex off Harvey Mitchell, the Woodlands, there were 17 vehicles that had punctured tires.
Generally, it was either one or both of the rear tires of each of the vehicles. It wasn't all four tires.
Four officers were sent to collect information from those victims. After 18 years in downtown Bryan, the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley is moving.
Rose Rock Investments approached us if we might be interested in selling this wonderful building. And after the board discussed different aspects of it, they felt it would be in the best interest of the Children's Museum and our community at large to do this.
Director Carolyn Young says moving to the Carter Creek Center on East 29th brings the museum closer to College Station and gains more usable floor space.
A lot of mixed emotions, but really looking at it, just taking the emotions out of it and looking at it, what's best for the community, for the Children's Museum, and this relocation is really going to do it.
The new museum will open before summer camps begin June 2nd. While the Bryan City Council at its last meeting tabled a request to place three proposals to change the city charter, supporters continue to collect signatures. A spokeswoman Karen Hall told the council they are willing to assist with the election.
We'll be able to supply volunteers to work the polls. We'll take the training from Karen McQueen and do whatever needs to be done. I've worked as an election judge myself, so we can probably diminish that cost down to zero.
Thursday night, the Solross Neighborhood Association is hosting a petition signing party for the Citizens for Bryan group at Solross Elementary School from 6:30 until 8:30. College Station City Council members were asked again at their last meeting to approve additional funding for tourism grants through the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That included comments from Scott Schaefer, one of the council's two appointed members to the CVB board.
We spent about 5 hours on this recently, and it was time well spent. I just wanted to encourage this group and to support this process. It's a really well thought out, well organized process. We're able to make really good informed decisions about how to support organizations who want to hold events in the community. It allows the CVB to get a handle on how best to distribute funds across a diversity of events and in a way that supports a year-round economy.
Funding would come from the respective city's hotel occupancy tax. The CVB received applications totaling $250,000. CVB staff recommended awarding $140,000, and the grant committee pared that down to $76,000. Texas retailers, hotels, and restaurants have launched an immigration reform push. The coalition includes the Texas Association of Retailers, the Restaurant Association, and the Texas Hotel Association, all representing industries needing low-skilled workers. Justin Bragel of the Texas Hotel and Lodging Association says they simply can't find employees to fill these jobs.
We're looking for a way in order to fill our positions and verify that our employees are eligible to work in the United States, to work for our businesses, and to do so in a way that doesn't increase liability and doesn't increase our costs.
The state effort joins the National Partnership for a New Economy in an effort to streamline the immigration system. An association representing prison guards says Governor Perry has given notice to the feds that he has no intention of complying with the Federal Prison Rape Elimination Act. Lance Lowry is the association president and says they could easily comply if the act allowed the agency to hire more guards.
If we just follow our current staffing plans, we could easily be in compliance with that. Another area he raised was EEOC. With the current system, there is a disparate treatment between male and female officers.
Lowry says prisons are currently grossly understaffed. He says the governor risks the safety of the guards and expensive litigation by refusing to comply with the act. WTAW News Time is, we're approaching 6:36 at 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Mar-I Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
MSC Wiley Lecture Series main program presents a discussion between two renowned experts, Dr. Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, and Douglas Brinkley, noted author and historian, addressing the impacts of modern American politics. This informative dialogue takes place on Tuesday, April 1st at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Don't miss one of this year's most exciting and timely events. Tickets are available at the MSC box office or online at boxoffice.tamu.edu.
The right interior landscaping can make for a more productive place to work. Lots of healthy green plants not only improve your employees' disposition, but also filter toxins and impurities from the air. That's why many businesses in our area use Green Teams for their interior landscaping. Green Teams also has short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Join Brian Broadcasting on Saturday, April 12th from 9:30 until noon at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum for the annual Easter celebration, presented by the College Station Police Department. Activities include carnival-style games, bounce houses, face painting, egg roll, egg toss, and, of course, the largest Easter egg hunt in the Brazos Valley. Have your picture taken with the Easter Bunny and bring your own kite for the kite flying contest. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/Easter.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:38. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Some low cloudiness, maybe a little bit of mist here and there this morning. It looks like the clouds may break by late afternoon, high 75 to 80, but they will fill back in tonight. It's going to be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, considerable cloudiness. Could see a shower or a thunderstorm come through, 80. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, 65 to 70. There's the potential for a passing shower or a thunderstorm on Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie women were playing in the Elite Eight last night in the NCAA Women's Tournament. I'll tell you just how well they did against UConn, as well as Aggie baseball is going to be tonight. An opening day for Major League Baseball was yesterday. Only one team from the Lone Star State, the Texas Rangers, were in action. I'll tell you just how well that they did and when the Astros will play tonight. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go, about 20 minutes till. Yet another takeaway from this weekend's Republican-Jewish coalition meeting in Las Vegas. Time magazine says there's now a growing momentum among some of those deep-pocketed GOP donors to try and stop Rand Paul's presidential aspirations, because many perceive that he is an isolationist when it comes to foreign policy beliefs.
Just like his dad, I guess.
Well, I've said that about his dad. Now, Patrick rushes to his defense and says it's not isolationism.
I'd just like to clarify, because there is a difference between isolationism and whatever else I said.
Well, the idea that what happens is, I think it gets tied pretty easily to people who want a strong defense, a strong army,
right,
a strong military. It sounds like they don't want that to be happening. And, of course, it falls well within the tenet of, if you want to be a true libertarian, the fact that government gets out of your life and others' lives as well, including those outside the borders of the United States.
I think the main difference is also trade. I mean, there's sure, the military aspect, but trade, I can't remember the other term,
right,
but he wants freer trade.
He does. And that's, again, and that aspect of it is good, but the problem is that enemies have changed.
Sure.
Ever since 9/11, we understand those terrorists were there, but when they struck on our soil, we should be vigilant in a level that we've never been before, and we do need to be influencing ourselves more outside the borders. And that's where there's a little bit of a disconnect, and Rand Paul is true to that theory. And so as a result, they think that's not a good situation. One donor said, the best thing that could happen is Ted Cruz and Rand Paul run and steal each other's support. But if not, we are ready to take him down.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Well, all right,
I would think with Rand Paul's hairdo that he would...
You know, we need. When was the last time we had a curly-headed president? It's probably
exactly.
been a while. But, yeah, I think he could relax the curls a little bit. That might help, but nonetheless. Last week, Republicans in both houses of Congress introduced legislation to ban online gambling. A Senate version was sponsored by Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, the House bill brought by a Utah representative, Jason Chavez. The Democrat Governors Association responded with a letter objecting to any federal prohibition on Internet gambling. The push to ban Internet gambling being fueled in part by Sheldon Adelson. Sheldon owns the Las Vegas Sands Corporation. And obviously he opposes online gambling, claiming it's harmful for children.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Think of the children.
I mean, exactly. Go ahead and buy your cigarettes and do that for the children. All right, so apparently the new reports are we got 9.5 million previously uninsured peoples now obtaining health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act. If you got to see that had to make you feel good. And all the Obama folks are happy about that.
9.5 million?
That's what this thing says.
I didn't see that number.
Yeah, I know. I heard 7 million earlier this morning.
When it said previously uninsured,
I
don't know. I think some of those numbers include people who had insurance.
That's probably
and
right.
Lost it.
That's probably right. Now the other thing that we're not exactly sure about is how many of those people who have signed up actually have the ability to, have paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, how many of those people even have the ability to pay? Because there was one report that came out that said that 4 out of 5 people who signed up were not capable of paying. So, once again, how's that working out for you?
Well, clearly they haven't canceled their cable and phone
no, that's right.
services. Well,
let's talk about what's really important in my life. After all, under this system, if I get sick, something happens, you're going to take care of me. It's that pre-existing condition thing, too. Hello?
Lies. It's all lies.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay.
Oh, must be an April Fool's joke.
That's what it is. Healthcare.gov website says 2 million visits over the weekend. The Obamacare call center, filed $2.5 million calls in the last week, compared to $2.4 million for the entire month of February. So, in other words, in 1 week, they did what they did in the previous month. Okay.
And how convenient was it that they said, if you're in line, you can finish enrolling, and then the site magically went down, and all you had to do is leave your email, and they'll get back in touch with you.
I know. Oh, I mean, it is. It's just, it is wonderful. So, I'm waiting on a call back.
But wagging that tail.
I'm in line. I did it. I'm in there. I don't understand anything. I can't pay for it. I'm not going to pay for it, but I'm in line. I'm one of the many. Just a giant tent.
What are we all in line for, guys?
Yeah, really. okay, now, and other news that we thought would make us feel good, it will be months before the state can begin any kind of drug testing for certain unemployment insurance benefit applicants. And some Texas lawmakers a little bit frustrated over the delay, but you know, it's the government. It moves slowly. It's Senate Bill 21 that the lawmakers passed last year, and it requires certain applicants for unemployment insurance to undergo a drug screening before receiving benefits. But the officials at the Texas Workforce Commission, who are supposed to implement that, we need to wait on our federal counterparts to designate which types of professions will be subject to testing.
Just for lack of a better term, just farting around.
That's it. Why don't we just test them all? I mean, let's get rolling on it, okay?
Look, they want to test them, fine. I just hope they do what Florida did and reevaluate in a few years. And if it costs more than it saves, get rid of it.
Well, and that could be true for anything.
Because I want them to be tested. I've always wanted that, but it blew my mind when I found out they were spending more money to test than they were catching drug users.
Sure, well, That's the same thing that we did for steroid testing for high school students a few years ago. I mean, we ended up spending, I don't know, $25 million and found two? Okay, that works out well for you. It's 6:45.
Now's the time to shop the outdoor lawn and patio furniture sale at Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off these beautifully designed quality outdoor lawn and patio pieces, including swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, chairs, and much more. Get ready to enjoy the great outdoors with 10% off outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
If our trees grow like we expect them to, sooner or later we'll be faced with the problem of more shade than our turf grass can bear. Gradually, over a period of months and years, you're going to notice that the grass is dying away. Where you once had a solid stand, for example, of St. Augustine, now you have bare ground interspersed with weeds. Everybody encounters this, and everybody seems to ask, Neil, what kind of grass can I plant there? And then they'll say, well, I think the roots just crowded out, whatever it is. We'll be back with details of what to do when the shade gets really heavy, right after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our plants, our shrubs have really taken a beating. This is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing the damage. With just three steps, your plants and garden can be on the road to recovery. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil. It'll improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And third and finally, put down a layer of Scott's Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You will find all of the Miracle-Gro and Scott's products you need for your projects at your local Lowe's store and other great retailers across Texas. That's Scott's Miracle-Gro, two fine names I hope you'll remember. There is a threshold of shade beyond which you simply cannot get St. Augustine or fescue, our two most shade-tolerant grasses in Texas, to grow well. Although it can vary, that threshold is probably somewhere around 4 hours of direct sunlight daily. With less than that, the grass will gradually fade out. You may try to plant new grass, and it will fail as well. You don't want to go there, believe me. So what do you do? Well, there are several things that you can do. You can go to a shade-tolerant ground cover. That's what I normally recommend to people. Give up on turf grass and use something like Ophiopogon, which is also called monkey grass or mondo grass because it's grass-like. But it isn't grass. You don't mow it. You can't walk through it very often. You can occasionally to get to things, but you don't want to have traffic patterns in it. It holds up wonderfully in the shade. So will Asian jasmine. So will purple winter creeper euonymus and liriope and ferns. Aspidistra in the southern two-thirds of the state. There are all kinds of options for plants that will do well in place of grass in the shade. If you have lots of trees and if you're looking for plants that can take almost all shade all day long, you need to adjust your line of sight. Some of your favorite plants may not have much of a chance in those darker surroundings. Hollies can come to your rescue. We don't have any more versatile group of plants that are adapted to full sun, also heavy shade. They're suited to all kinds of soils, and winter and summer don't seem to bother most types very much. There are many fine hollies that can do just as well in your shade as they will in full sun, including Burford and Dwarf Burford, Willow Leaf, Nellie R. Stevens hollies, Yopon and Dwarf Chinese hollies. However, a few hollies seem to do better in the shade. That list might be China Girl, the various blue hollies, and Foster's, Wilson, Savannah, and Marinelle holly. Actually, I have Marinelle in full sun. It's done very well for me. Carissa holly is my go-to plant for a low shrub. Viburnums come in different shapes and sizes, and they do very well in the shade. And oak leaf hydrangeas look somewhat similar to viburnums. Their foliage is gigantic, larger than dinner plates. The flower heads are white, and they're large, beautiful. Acubas are the ultimate shade shrub. They absolutely must have the shade. So there are lots of good options for you. I'm Neil Sperry, creating magic in your landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 5th, it's Introduction to Beekeeping. Produce honey and help with pollination at home with a minimal investment in time and resources. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. After a tremendous run in the NCAA tournament, the Texas A&M women's basketball team saw its season come to an end last night, following the defending champion UConn 69-54 in the Elite Eight in Lincoln, Nebraska. Here's Coach Blair after the loss.
This team is still young and experienced. Remember, Carla has played great all year. So it wasn't one of her best games, but she was going against the best post player she's gone against all year. And Williams wasn't her normal self. She missed things, but she's still a great player for us. Walker was just dead tired. They were really on her hard, but I was proud of my team. We got better and better as the year went on. And that's all you can ask for a team.
Kalina Mosqueda-Lewis continued her splendid run through the NCAA tournament with 17 points, and UConn advanced the women's Final Four for the seventh straight year. Courtney Walker led the Aggs with 14 points, one of three Texas A&M players to reach double digits in the game. Here she is after the loss.
The season as a whole, I think we came a lot farther than people expected us to. So, you know, that's a plus, but, you know, because where we started, we fell out of the top 25 and we had to fight back in. And to make this run after that, I think it shows a lot of resiliency in our team. And come all the way to Elite Eight and battle UConn like we did. I mean, we started giving up easy baskets at the end, but, you know, besides that, it was close the whole game.
Courtney Williams added 13 points, and Jordan Jones tipped in with 12 points for the Maroon and White, who end their year at 27-9 overall. So congrats to them on a great run. In the other game last night, unbeaten Notre Dame advanced to the Final Four for a fourth straight season with an 88-69 win over Baylor. Natalie Achanua added 19 points and 15 rebounds for the top-seeded Irish. Aggie Shelby Vaughn has been named the Women's Division I National Athlete of the Week following her U.S. and collegiate leading discus performance at the Texas Relays over the weekend in Austin. Vaughn broke her school record with an improvement of 4.5 feet, reaching a distance of 198 feet 10 inches. That's a long way. Aggie baseball returns to Blue Bell tonight for a midweek matchup against the Houston Cougars. The guys are in the middle of a rough patch, having dropped three of their last four, but Coach Childress says that a consistent approach at the plate can help turn it all around.
I mean, we just need to have consistency through the lineup. We can only have three or four guys going at once. We need to have five or six guys going up and down the lineup and guys getting on base and moving runners and getting big hits. And I think that's the one thing that we've lacked the consistency of, is the middle of our lineup driving in runs on a consistent basis.
First pitch against the 12th-ranked Cougars is at 6:35, with coverage starting at 6, right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll make it a franchise record 18 straight victories for the San Antonio Spurs, with the latest being one of the easiest. The Spurs steamrolled Indiana 103-77 behind Tony Parker's 22 points and handing the Pacers their fifth loss in their last six games. San Antonio will have tonight off, but both the Houston Rockets and Dallas Mavericks are back in action. The Rockets visit the suddenly surging Brooklyn Nets at 7, and the Mavs are in a three-way tie with Memphis and Phoenix for the final two Western Conference playoff spots. There are no wild cards. Host the Golden State Warriors at 7:30. Well, it was a slugfest yesterday afternoon between the Philadelphia Phillies and Texas Rangers in Arlington.
As she swings and drills it deep down the line, hooking in the corner, and it is a fair ball and a home run. Cody Ashe with his first home run of the year. And the Phillies get some insurance here in the eighth. It's now 14-10.
And that would be the final score as the Phillies edge the Rangers on opening day. Converted Rangers reliever Tanner Shepherds gave up 7 runs over 4 innings, including a second inning grand slam to Phillies shortstop Jimmy Rollins. The two teams will go at it again tonight at 7:05 in Arlington. Broadcast is on the Zone HD 95.1-3. And the Houston Astros didn't play yesterday, but they'll open up their season today at home against the New York Yankees. First pitch of that one is at 6:10 at Minute Maid Park, with coverage on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Kansas freshman Andrew Wiggins has become the latest one-and-done college basketball phenom after declaring for the 2014 NBA draft. The second-team All-American forward averaged a freshman record 17.1 points and nearly 6 rebounds per game for the Jayhawks, who were bounced by Stanford in the Sweet 16. And the Dallas Stars hit the road tonight to take on the Washington Capitals in D.C. Dallas is 1 point back of Phoenix for the final Western Conference wildcard spot with 8 games to go. The puck drops at 6 o'clock. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at SevCheck Service Center come in. SevCheck has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2014 Trotter Lecture, Monday, April 7th at 7 p.m. in the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center on the Texas A&M University campus. The free lecture will feature two speakers, James A. Shapiro, professor of microbiology at the University of Chicago and an expert in bacterial genetics, and James M. Tour, T.T. and W.F. Chow professor of chemistry at Rice University and inventor of the world's first nanocar. Shapiro's talk, The Read-Write Genome, Taking Some of the Mystery Out of Evolution, will explore a cell-active view of genetic change in which genomes are intricately formatted data storage systems subject to constant modification and improvement. Tour's talk, The Impact of Faith Upon a Life of a Scientist, will describe the nanoscale science and technology research, then detail the story of his coming to faith in Jesus Christ and the impact of the scriptures upon both his life and his career as a scientist. No tickets or RSVPs are required for this free lecture event. For more information, contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 979-845-8817.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We'll have a story on this in the news. Joe Weber, who is currently the Vice President for Student Affairs at A&M, been tapped for a job by the governor. Talk about that in a minute. I'm doing like a news tease. How you like that? And things are flaring up between North and South Korea.
Yeah, well, I saw that.
Wow. These people, of course, they don't like each other and haven't for a long time, as we well know. Anyway, they've fired hundreds of artillery shells into each other's